Gaura Premananda, Hari Hari Om. All glories, the assembled devotees, all glories, the assembled devotees, all glories, he said. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, Omagana, Timidanda Shah, Gananjana, Shlakaya, Chakshuran, Militam, Yena Tasmai, Sri Guru Namaha. So we'll continue with the Braj Mandal Parikrama, and we're finishing up with the city of Vrindavan. Translate. Or maybe you're just picking up what I'm thinking of Govardhan right now, but anyway.
I almost said that all glories to Govardhan.
Yeah, that's right. So, actually, I'm very excited, not because it's the last day of the seminar. Because in 2 days, I'm going to be a Govardhan. Harivol, Giriraj Ki Jai. Pray for me. So, it's vacation, summer vacation at Govardhan. Okay, so we're going to do continue with Vrindavan. So these are the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan. Whoops. And by their mercy, we're able to understand these holy places. And now we're entering into Vrindavan area. And also by the mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who has revealed the holy Dham to us. These are some views of Vrindavan. So here's the general outline. So there's Mathura over there. And Vrindavan is right up here. And previously, just before this, we had visited Gokul and Dalji, and then Ravel's up there too. It's not shown on that map. This actually shows it better. So this previously, remember, we went to Ravel, Mahovana, and Gokul and Dalji, and now we're across the Jamuna again to go to Vrindavan. Map of the city of Vrindavan, and this is the path, the parikrama path around Vrindavan. It takes about 2 hours to do the circumambulation of Vrindavan. Views, and this is what we call a chronology. That means what happened at different times. I'm going to go over this very quickly. 1486, Lord Chaitanya, of course, appeared. And then shortly after that, Rupin Sanatan appeared, and Raghunath Das and Gopal Bhatta and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami appeared. Jiva Goswami was the last to appear in 1513. He was the youngest of the Goswamis. And in 1515, Lord Chaitanya visited Vrindavan. And the year afterwards, Rupin Sanatan came to Vrindavan. And then gradually the other Goswamis came to Vrindavan. And 1534, Lord Chaitanya disappeared from this mortal world. And in 1535, Jiva Goswami came to Vrindavan. And then let's see what else. Radharaman Didi appeared in 1542. Jiva Goswami excavated the Radhakund area 1545. And let's see, 1571, Raghunath Das Goswami's disappearance. Then shortly after that, Gopal Bhatta Goswami disappeared. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami disappeared. And the last personality to disappear was Jiva Goswami. And then right after their disappearance, actually about 70 years after their disappearance, this terrible person named Aurangzeb tore apart many of the temples. Aurangzeb is considered to be an incarnation of who in Krishna Leela? Who? Kamsa. Okay. And who was Aurangzeb's father? What? Shahjahan. And who? What is Shahjahan known for? Being in love. And so he constructed. Some people say the Taj Mahal was an ancient Shiva temple. But in any case, he dedicated it to the memory of his beloved wife. But it shows you how temporary these things are in this world. He could not even enjoy the Taj Mahal because his final years he spent in prison looking at the Taj Mahal from the prison window because his father put him in prison. Okay. What? Oh, son put him in prison. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so, surrounding Vrindavan is the Yamuna River. And here is Yamuna Devi. And if you take shelter of Yamuna Devi, who will you not have to see? Yamaraj, who is what relationship with you? Brother of Yamuna. Who is the father? The son. Okay. He's a, are different shots than Muna and Keshi God? Just, this is the coward boy trail around Muna. And here's the divine samadhi of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada left this world in November of 1977. When Srila Prabhupada left this world, I became very determined to dedicate my life completely to Srila Prabhupada's mission, so right afterwards I took sannyas, immediately after his disappearance. And of course there is the worshipful deities, Krishna Balaram, and Krishna Balaram Mandir, Shishi Gauranatai. Who's that? That's an easy question. These are different views of the Krishna Balaram Mandir. Is the entrance to the Krishna Balaram Mandir from Bhakti Vedanta Swami Marg. That means the street that was named after Srila Prabhupada. Beautiful construction. And here's the gate right before you enter the city of Vrindavan, the Bhaktivedanta Swami gate, named after Srila Prabhupada. And here we are at the Goshala, the ISKCON Goshala. There's Anuradha again. You see how happy I am in Vrindavan? That's where we all belong. So as we proceed on the Parikrama path, the first thing we come to is the Krishna Balaram tree. This means there's a white tree and the black tree growing from the same trunk. And this indicates that Krishna Balaram used to play in this area. This area is called Raman Reti. That means pleasurable sands. Also, it's the area where Lord Krishna would meet Radharani to plan out their various pastimes. Here we are taking shelter of the tree. And of course, all the trees in Vrindavan are desire trees. We already told the story about how you have to make your desire for Krishna very strong. Because if you have the wrong desire, you may end up getting in trouble. And is Lord Varaha deity there? Actually, there's An interesting story about this Lord Varaha Devi. Once upon a time, Krishna was bragging to the gopis that I am the Supreme Personality of God. And we know when Krishna bragged, sometimes to prove that, he would exhibit his form as Lord Vishnu lying on the milk ocean. But at this particular location, he exhibited his form as Lord Varaha, the boar incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this deity marks the spot where Krishna showed Srimati Radharani that he was Lord Varaha. And that's right next to Kaliagat. Now Kaliagat is named for the Kaliya serpent. The Kaliya serpent was poisoning the Yamuna. And the cows were dying, and the coward boys had passed out. And Krishna jumped into the Yamuna from this tree. And this tree was the only tree, you'll see the tree, the only tree that was alive along the banks of the Yamuna. And the reason that tree was alive, that previously Garuda, the bird carrier of Lord Vishnu, had dropped some nectar on the tree. So the tree stayed alive. And this is the sacred Kadamba tree. Of course, interesting, the Kadamba tree also represents who? Does anyone know? No, it doesn't represent Krishna. Who does it represent? Radharani. And what is the tree that represents Krishna? Kamal tree. That's interesting. When we were making the Krishna Balaram Mandir, there was a tamal tree right in the middle of the construction site. And the devotees, they just wanted to chop it down. So Prabhupada instructed us to make the design around the tamal tree. So the tamal tree stood in the courtyard. Unfortunately, later on, that particular tamal tree passed away. And later on, the devotees planted another one. Kaliya Krishna. Does anyone know where Prabhupada instructed the devotees to install a deity of Kaliya Krishna? Fiji. Because Prabhupada said that after Kaliya was chastised by Krishna and told to leave the Yamuna, he went to Fiji. And to this day, the natives actually know where he lives. When the devotees first went to Fiji, they showed pictures from Srila Prabhupada's books of Kaliya. And the natives said immediately, that's our deity. And so he lives on a mountain in a particular location of Fiji. If any of you ever want to go see him, just tell me, I'll arrange for you to go see Kaliya. What? No, why not? He's a devotee. He's still alive, yeah. He's still alive in the mountain. He has a cave in the mountain that's connected with a tunnel to the ocean. And I'll tell you a very interesting story that proves this. Once upon a time, many years ago, in our first temple in Fiji, there were very fanatic groups of another religion. I won't mention which religion. It's Christian religion, actually. They were Protestant religion. So that won't affect any of you here. So what they did is that there were five young men who firebombed the temple with Molotov cocktails. Everyone knows what a Molotov cocktail is? You have experience here. So So half of the temple burned. I mean, we had to replace the Prabhupada deity in a minute. And of course, the temple was renovated again. But within 2 years, all those five people left their bodies. And it's not that we did anything, don't worry. Some of them left, one person left his body in an automobile accident, another person fell when he was climbing. Each a different circumstance. And then the chief of the village, because Fiji has all these native chiefs, you know, it's like a native place. It's a Polynesian country where you have these, anyway, big chiefs like this big. And it used to be called the Cannibal Islands. Because when the first Christians went there, then the chief said, Sharira Vijaya. And they cooked the first Christians, but they had never seen shoes before. So they thought the shoes were part of the body. So they said, well, this is a very hard part of the body to eat. So they can only make soup from the boots and the shoes. So you get the idea of what the chiefs are. That's why I'm explaining. So the chiefs had this dream, and Kaliya appeared to them. And Kaliya said, if you ever hurt any of my devotees or temples again, I'll kill all of you. So to this day, nobody bothers us. Everybody's scared of the devotees. So Kali is there. Any of you want to come and see, I'll take you. Okay? And then right next to this, Kaliyagad is the Prabhupada Samadhi Mandir. This Prabhupada Saraswati was the brother of Venkatabhata, or the uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And he was from South India. And he took a vow never to leave Vrindavan. And he was one of the most intimate associates of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and wrote many books about Krishna consciousness. This is the Kaliya Marjana deity. Remember how I mentioned that Vajranava had installed all these deities, the great-grandson of Krishna? This is one of the original deities. In other words, this deity is 5,000 years old. You'll find the deity on a little, I guess it's called a cupola, right near the temple, where the Kaliya tree is. And the banyan tree is called Advaita Vat. This is where Advaitacharya performed his bhajan. And here, he discovered the deity of Madan Gopal, who later on became known as Madan Mohan. And he left that deity in the hands of a Mathura Brahmin. And that Mathura Brahmin, as I mentioned before in previous class, treated the deity just like his son. We'll tell a little bit about that story later. Then there's the Radha Madan Mohan Temple, which is on the top of a hill called Dwadasa Dicha. That Dwadasa Dicha means 12 sons. The reason it's called 12 sons is when Krishna chastised the Kaliya serpent, he came out of the river and he was freezing. So he got on top of this hill, and the sun shone with 12 times the normal heat and brilliance. and dried Krishna up. And that's where Sanatana Goswami established the Madan Mohan temple. Here's Radha, Madan Mohan, who are in Karoli right now, because they were taken out of Vrindavan because of the attacks of the Muslims. So the way Madan Mohan was found, remember I said he was in the house of a Brahmin in Mathura, and Sanatana Goswami went to that house and he said to the Brahmin, you should not be treating the Nidhi just like your child. And then that night, Sanatana Goswami had a dream, and the Nidhi chastised him. And the Nidhi said, you're ruining all my fun. And so now you have to take me. So later on, Sanatana Goswami took Madan Mohan, and he worshipped him, he hung him in a tree. And all he offered him was some sun-dried bread balls. And the Nidhi started to complain. He said, why don't you give me some salt at least? And Sanatana Goswami said, today you are asking for salt, tomorrow you're going to want butter. I'm just a poor sannyasi. I'm supposed to be writing books. So you'll have to get your own food. So the Nidhi arranged his own food by arranging for a very rich salt merchant to get stuck on the sandbar of the Jamuna River. And then that merchant prayed to Madan Mohan, and there was a rainstorm, and the boat became unstuck. And he dedicated the profits to Madan Mohan in building this temple. The merchant's name was Ram Das Kapoor. Here's Sanatana Goswami talking to Madan Mohan and giving him some dried bread balls. And the Bhajan Kutir is Sanatana Goswami, and there's a very interesting well, one of the few sweet water wells right at that Bhajan Kutir. In the Samadhi Murti, Sanatana Goswami, because there's a whole group of samadhis right next to the temple. Rupa and Sanatana. And in that group of samadhis, there's something called the Granta Samadhi. Granta Samadhi means the samadhi of literatures, spiritual literatures. So many of the writings of the Goswamis are encased within this particular samadhi. And also the samadhis of Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya, who were both sent to Varanasi to assist Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he got there. And who was Tapan Mishra's son? Does anyone remember? Very famous. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Now, it's very interesting that Lord Chaitanya instructed both Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami to stay with their parents. Whereas he instructed, basically, Raghunath Das Goswami to get the hell out of there. And he said that Raghunath Das Goswami's parents were like what and what? Does anyone remember Chaitanya Charitamrita? Worms and stool. What does that mean, worms and stool? Anyone have an idea? I mean, I know what it means. I know what stool is and I know what worms are. The reason that explanation is given is that what happens when you take a worm out of stool? He starts crying and he wants to go back. So, Lord Chaitanya was using that particular example because the father and uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami were devotees of the Lord. They accepted, understood Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. However, they were still interested in material enjoyment. What does that mean for us? Don't answer. That if you... I won't say. So if you've accepted and you're serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'll say, and you're still interested in material enjoyment, you're a blank and a blank. Okay. No further comment. So, but the point is that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's parents and also Gopal Bhatta Goswami's parents were pure devotees. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said, stay with your parents. So if you want your children to stay with you and take care of you, make sure you're pure devotees. Or else I'm going to tell your children to leave you. What's that?
Join me.
Okay. So these are the Pratibhu or replica deities of Radha Madan Mohan. And of course, these are the Jamuna River, real close to the Madan Mohan temple. Ooh. Next, we come to the Asta Sakhi temple. This was established by a king of West Bengal who was an initiated disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The king's wife had a dream where Lord Krishna asked her to build this temple to the Asta Sakhis. And so you'll see the Asta Sakhis in this temple. Here we go. Beautiful temple. Has anyone been in this temple? No? Very important temple, yeah. This is constructed under the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. No, they're about this big. Not very big. And then in the back of the temple, in the courtyard, there's a beautiful carving of Radha and Krishna under a tree. Next we come to Davanala Kund. And this refers to a forest fire. So in this particular place, Lord Krishna protected the inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially the coward boys, by inhaling the fire. So it's called Davanala Kund. And this is the place where Krishna rested. Vishram means to rest. There's also a Vishram Kund where Krishna rested after he killed Kamsa. There's several Vishram Kunds in Vrindavan. The Jaipura temple, where you'll see Radha Govindaji. Okay. Next, we come to the temple of Lord Nrsimhadeva. He's carved out of wood, and he's one of the few Nrsimhadeva deities in Vrindavan. The other one we showed you was at the tail of Govardhan. And both of these are Ugra Nrsimhadeva. Ugra means ferocious Nrsimhadeva. When the Ugra Nrsimha Dev deity was being carved from Mayapur, the Stapati was carving him, had him in his house, and there was a terrible fire there. And he called the devotees and said, take him away immediately. Take him to Mayapur. So you have to be very careful when you're worshiping Ugra Nrsingha. He's only supposed to be worshipped by Naishthika Brahmacharis. For those who are married, you worship Lakshmi Nrsingha, Balad Nrsingha. But Ugra Nrsingha, you'd be very careful with, especially if you're not in Mayapur. Also, at the Bhattaji Mandir, which is right near there, you'll find Raghunath Das Goswami's Bhagavatam, which is preserved. So Raghunath Das Goswami was famous for chanting the Srimad Bhagavatam. He chanted in three different melodies, or ragas. And while he would chant the Srimad Bhagavatam, the people listening would be overcome with what we call Vyabhachari Bhavas, and they would faint and swoon in ecstasy. And that's right at the Radha Vallabha temple. Radha Vallabha temple. Okay, and this Radha Vallabha temple was established by Harivamsa Goswami, who was a disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Then we get to Yugol Ghat, which is a temple over 500 years old. And Sevakunj. Sevakunj is where Radha and Krishna dance the Rasa dance every night. And it's said that even at the monkeys, they go away during the evening. I know one person who stayed there at night. Of course, they say that people either go crazy or they die if they stay there at night. So what he did is he covered himself with something like branches or something so the people wouldn't see him. Because he wanted to see Radha and Krishna dance. But the next day he was completely crazy and couldn't speak clearly anymore. So he went completely crazy. Because you can't push yourself into the middle of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. It's very, very dangerous. So different views of the Seva Kunj. And there's a little kund in the middle of Seva Kunj called Lalita Kunj. And also there's a deity of Purnamasi, who is the incarnation of Yoga Maya, Krishna's internal potency. As we mentioned before, she's the mother of Sandapani Muni. So Srila Rupa Goswami used to worship the deity of Yoga Maya, and he also installed the deity of Yoga Maya in the Govindaji temple. And there's a Sitanath temple. Sitanath, of course, means Advaitacharya and Sita Devi, his wife. And from this temple, one can see Seva Kunj and all the gardens around, of course, the Radha Damodara temple. And if one goes to the rooftop of the temple, one can see a panoramic view of the whole Vrindavan area. Lord Chaitanya resided here and he chanted the holy names. It's called Imli Tal. Imli means like a tamal tree. And this tree was the favorite place of Srimati Radharani. Once during a rasa performance, Radharani suddenly left and Krishna found her missing. So he was feeling great separation from Srimati Radharani. And he sat down beneath this particular tree and chanted her name, Radhe, Radhe. Very interesting story. And as he was chanting her name, guess what happened? He turned golden, the color of Srimati Radharani. At that time, Srimati Radharani came back and said, "You look like me." She was was astounded to see the golden form of Krishna. Of course, we also worship the golden form of Krishna. He's called what? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga. And Radharani is called Gauranga, which means golden, and female. And Radharani asks Krishna the meaning. What is the meaning of this golden form? And then he explained to her, the Kali Yuga, this is the way I will appear, and I will preach Krishna consciousness to everyone. So this Imlital is a very important place for the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's some of our devotees there. And you'll see some of the displays. There's the deity of Lord Chaitanya in Imlital. Yeah, footprints too. And then there's different relief displays of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of the chariot, Jagannath Puri. Krishna's Rasa dance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of the Jagannath temple. Lord Chaitanya being saved from the ocean by the fisherman. The Samadhi of Haridas Thakur, which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally filled. The Transcendental Boat Festivals at the Narendra Sarovara. Panihati Festival, Raghunath Das Goswami. Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur and Jagannath Puri. And discovering Lord Chaitanya discovering Radhakund, and Vallabhacharya, the head of the Vallabhacharya sect, so meeting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya meeting Sanatana Goswami in Benares at the house of Tapan Mishra. And we saw that one already. Okay. And then also Nimai with Sachimata. We saw her. And Lord Chaitanya with his discourse to Ramananda Roy on the banks of the Godavari. Okay. Then we get to the famous Radha Damodar temple, which Srila Prabhupada described as his eternal residence. Here's the deities of the Radha Damodar temple. They're the replica or Pratibhu Murtis. Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's deity. Radha Damodar with Lalita to the left. That's from Jiva Goswami. Radha Madhava from Jayadev Goswami. Radha Chal Chikhan from Bhugarbha Goswami. And Sanatan Goswami's Govardhan Shila in the front of the altar. And that Govardhan Shila has the footprint of Lord Krishna. So in the Radhadharma temple, there's the Samadhi of Jiva Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami's Samadhi Murti, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which he did at Radhakund, and also Pushpa Samadhi of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That works. And then this is the whole Samadhi area at the Radha Damodar temple. Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami's Samadhi. And again, the view of that. And Samadhi Murti inside the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan would usually meet inside the courtyard at the Radha Damodar temple to discuss the Srimad Bhagavatam and other items of Krishna Katha. And Srila Prabhupada would reside in his rooms there, preach Krishna consciousness before he came to the Western world. Srila Prabhupada would look out at his window at the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami and derive great inspiration for the mission that his spiritual master had given to him, preaching Krishna consciousness in the English language. Prabhupada's Bhajan Kutir. Two sides. One side, Prabhupada had his Bhajan Kutir, and the other side, the courtyard, the small entranceway. There was the kitchen and prasadam room of Srila Prabhupada. Okay, this is Radha Damodara Temple. Next we get to Govinda Ghats. This is one of the many ghats along the back to the Yamuna. The Yamuna used to be closer, of course. The Yamuna receded since then. Govinda Ghat was also where Krishna would regularly meet the gopis. Shingara Ghat is where Lord Nityananda resided, and he performed his bhajan. And this is also the place where Krishna decorated Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani sat under the banyan tree while she was being decorated by Lord Sri Krishna. This is where Krishna decorated Srimati. And nearby you'll find Shyamananda Pandit's Pushpa Samadhi. Previously, we've already told the story of Shyamananda Pandit. Shyamananda got his name from Srimati Radharani. And here's the Tilak Stan, where he received his Shyamananda Tilak from Srimati Radharani. And we've seen these pictures before in the previous slideshow. But this is Shyamananda giving the ankle bells to Radharani, and Radharani giving Shyamananda his famous tilak mark. And then Radharani gave a deity to Shyamananda. This is a deity personally given by Radharani to Shyamananda. Shyamashundara. So this is a very, very special deity. Came right from Radharani. Here's a close up. And then we come to the Bankhandi Mahadev Temple. And this, of course, is one of the temples to Lord Shiva, where Lord Shiva guards the holy dam. And there's the Murari Gupta's temple near there, where he has established the deities of Shishi Gaur Natai. And there's a newer temple called the Saji Temple, which is established in 1835. And I don't have any pictures, but real near there is the Mirabai Temple. Mirabai was a Rajput princess, and she was always just interested in Krishna rather than her family affairs. Eventually, she was forced by her family to take poison, actually. And described she entered into the deity. So there's a very small temple that she established there in Vrindavan. A very small, beautiful temple surrounded by many leaves and flowers. Has anyone been there?
Yeah.
You've been to the Mirabai Temple, which is right near this Saji Temple. And then there's another cheer god there. Now, sometimes people say this cheer god was the one where Krishna stole the gopis' clothes, but not actually. The actual cheer god is on the other side of the Yamuna, which we saw in a previous slideshow. Nidhuvan is the means the forest where Krishna and Radha rested. And there's actually a little cabin there with a bed in it for Radha and Krishna. And beautiful deities of Shishi, Radharani and Krishna, and with Lalita and Vishakha. Then we come to the Sadbhuj Mahaprabhu temple. And this is actually the deity of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And everyone's heard of Jagannath Das Babaji? Who is his disciple? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is his siksha disciple. And so he worshipped this deity in Vrindavan. And also he worshipped other deities known as the Sona Garanga deities, which are golden, which means golden Garanga deities. So that's the deity of Jagannath Das Babaji. And then the famous Radharaman temple was established by Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And we told the story already about the 8 Shalagram Shilas of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. That he was feeling so humble that he put them back into the Gandaki River and they kept jumping back into his hands. And so he understood that Krishna wanted him to worship him in that form. So, but he always wanted to have a 3-dimensional deity that he could dress, and Radharaman appeared in that way. So this is the self-manifest deity of Radharaman. Shishi Radharaman Kijai. And you can see the Shalagram Shila, if you look closely at the deity, is on the back of the deity. And there's the appearance place right at the temple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami of Shishi Radharaman. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami's samadhi is in that same temple courtyard. Then we come to the Radha Gokulananda temple, which was founded by Lokanath Goswami. And Lokanath Goswami came to Vrindavan before the other Goswamis of Vrindavan. He came with his associate, Bhugarbha Goswami. And he worshipped the deity. Of course, Radha Gokulananda, also Radha Vinod was his deity. Oops, I went backwards. And these are the deities. Pratibhu Murtis of Lord Chaitanya on the left. And that's Narottama Das Thakur's deity. Radha Vinod, Lokanath Goswami's deities. And the original deity of Gokulananda, which was worshipped by Vishwanath Chakravarti, which is below. It's very, very small, you can't see. Below Radha Vinod. And then there's a Govardhan Shila. And that's the same Govardhan Shila that was worshipped by Raghunath Das Goswami. It was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And finally, Radha Vijay Govinda, worship by Baladev Vidyabhushan. Is the courtyard view of the Gokulananda temple. And then we come to Narottama Das Thakur's Pushpa Samadhi. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Pushpa Samadhi. Actually, this is the real samadhi, I'm sorry. This is actually where his body is entombed. What'd you say? Entombed, his foot, his body. Entombed means the body, that's where the body is. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is renowned as the Rasa Acharya. Because he would
wrote many stories elaborating on the intimate pastimes of Radha Krishna that no one else has heard before. Who remembers where he heard many of these stories? From the what? From the pilu tree. Where's the pilu tree? No. Shamkund. Okay. That's a tricky question. And this is the Shila that was given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunandan Das Goswami. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hold the Shila when he had it, and he would cry, and the tears would literally wash the Shila. And he put it to his heart. And he gave the Shila along with what's called Gunjamala, which are little red berries, and you'll see some of them on some of the Govardhan Shilas here. These Gunjamalas represent Srimati Radharani. So the Shilas, Govardhan Shilas, are always worshipped with Gunjamala. And even you'll see the thumbprint of Lord Chaitanya that's on top of this Govardhan Shila. And so Lord Chaitanya gave this Govardhan Shila to Raghunandan Das Goswami, and in this way, it's understood he gave him residence at Govardhan and also shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Then there's one of the prominent disciples of Narottama Das Thakur was Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. So his samadhi is in the same place. And this Vamsi Gopal temple is a very small temple, but it's very important for us. Because this is where his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, resided before he moved to the Radha Damodar temple. For 3 years, 1956 to 1959, he resided at the Vamsi Gopalji temple. And his rooms are upstairs in this temple. Another famous temple is Yugal Kishore temple. A temple doorway, and that's right at Keshigad, where Krishna killed the Keshi Devi. Of course, the Yugal Kishore temple was started in about 1600, by a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So the Keshi demon was a big horse, and he attacked Krishna, and how did Krishna kill him? Yeah, put his fist in his mouth, expanded his fist, and the Keshi demon choked. And there's a famous story that Prabhupada and the disciples were Keshi God one time. And Prabhupada told the devotees to take a snan, to take a bath. And Prabhupada said, I'm a little too old for this. The water is a little too cold. So the devotees went in, they started playing. And Prabhupada was so attracted that he just went right into the water. And the devotees did like an abhishek of Srila Prabhupada when he was in the water, chanting the Brahmasamhita prayers. And there's pictures of this too, of Srila Prabhupada. I don't have the pictures here. And these are different views of Keshigad. And after we finish with the Keshigad, we go to the Radha Gopinath temple. Gopinath, of course, is the Prayojana Acharya. And this Gopinath temple was established by Madhu Pandit, one of the close associates of Lord Chaitanya. And the original Gopinath deity is in Jaipur right now. So let's see. This is the western gate of the Gopinath temple. The deities of Radha Gopinath and Ananga Manjari on the right. Ananga Manjari, of course, is the sister of Srimati Radharani. So in this temple, Radharani stands on the right of Krishna, and Ananga Manjari stands on the this temple she stands on the left, and Ananga Manjari stands on the right. So the positions are reversed. And it's interesting. The reason for this is after the deity was made. By Janava Mata, she ordered the deity to be made. Because the previous deity of Radharani was too small, so she had a new deity carved and sent to Vrindavan. But they thought this new deity of Radharani looked more like Janava Mata than anyone else. So they said, well, she's actually Ananga Manjari. So that's how she became known as Ananga Manjari rather than Radharani. Because Janava Mata's ontological position is Ananga Manjari. And in the same temple courtyard is the samadhi of this great devotee, Madhu Pandit. And these deities, Sona Gauranga, means the golden deities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there's also, next to there is the samadhi of Bilba Mangal Thakur. I think most of you know the story about Bilba Mangal Thakur. He appeared around 700 AD. In his young life, he was very much attracted to a beautiful lady known as Chintamani. And she was, Prabhupada said she was a prostitute. But nowadays, Prabhupada said what you call, anyway, maybe I shouldn't say this. No, I won't say it. Maybe I will. So, anyway, though, Prabhupada said what you call girlfriends, we call prostitutes. I mean, that's Prabhupada's words, don't look at me. Okay, don't blame me. I am just repeating the words of the angel. So anyway, she was Bilba Mangal's girlfriend. And so he was so determined to see her every day. Like a moment's separation was like 12 years or more. So one day there was a terrible storm, lightning, thunder. So to reach her, he had to swim across the river and grab onto a log, which actually was a dead body. Climb a wall with a rope, which was actually a snake. Finally, he knocks on her door. And she says, who could that be? And she was shocked to see Bilba Mangal. And she said, Bilba Mangal, is that you? Because it was all like bloody, wet, and exhausted. And she said, boy, if you were so determined to be Krishna conscious, you'd be a pure devotee. And he said, goodbye. And he accepted her and her words as his guru speaking. And so he headed to Vrindavan. And later on, he became attracted to a Brahmin's wife. And he said to the Brahmin, please, let me be alone with your wife for a while. And he said to the wife of the Brahmin when he was alone with her, Mataji, please give me one of your hairpins. And he took that and he put his eyes out. And he was later able to find his way to Vrindavan because he considered his eyes to be his enemies. Because they were always attracting him to this mundane world. So Krishna himself later on took Bilba Mangal Thakur by his hand and took care of him. And there's a famous story where Bilbo Mangal Thakur would not let go of Krishna's hand. And Krishna pulled himself away. And Bilbo Mangal Thakur said something like, "You can pull yourself out of my grasp, but you can't pull yourself out of my heart." So Bilbo Mangal Thakur wrote this famous book called The Krishna Karnamrita, and is one of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's favorite books, along with the books of Jayadeva Goswami, like Gita Govinda. So he's a great devotee, and his writings, of course, are very elevated. I don't recommend that you all read his writings right now, because they deal with intimate loving exchanges between Radha and Krishna. The deity right near there, Amiya Nita Nimai, which is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jula Thakur, deity of Krishna near there. And Srinivasacharya Thakur is Samadhi. Of course, Srinivasacharya, Narottamadas Thakur, and Shyamananda, they were the second generation of preachers coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srinivasacharya was the guru of many devotees, including King Virhambir, who made his whole kingdom of Vishnupura Krishna conscious when he took shelter of Srinivasacharya. There's a picture of Srinivasacharya, and this is the kunja where he would chant his japa. And we get to the Radha Kanta temple. And inside is the Samadhi Mandir of Gopal Guru. And the Gopal Guru who established this temple is quite famous. When he was a little child, he was teased by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya would make fun of him and he would give him a hard time. And later on, this Gopal Guru was initiated by Prakeshara Pandit. Who was famous for his dancing. He would dance 72 hours without stopping. How much time do we have today? We can just keep going until the end. All right, we're going to just finish very quickly. I'm sorry, we have to finish this. And there's the Murti of Gopal Guru. And we mentioned Gopishvara Mahadev, who is the incarnation of Lord Shiva as a lady. Here's a picture of him. Entered the Rasa dance. Now the Murti of Gopishvara Mahadev and Vamsivat. And Vamsivat is a very famous place. It's a banyan tree where many songs were written about Lord Krishna's rasa dance. Vamsi means flute and vat means banyan tree, so Krishna would play his flute there. There used to be a tree, Vamsi tree, there used to be a banyan tree that was there from the time of Lord Krishna, but 500 years ago it was washed away by the Jamuna. So this is not the original banyan tree, but grew from the original banyan tree. And picture of the Rasa Leela at Vamsivat. Tekaro Rani Temple, and this is built by a queen in 1871. There's a newer temple. The Jagannath Ghat, the deities were installed about 200 years ago by a great devotee. And Jnana Gudri, does anyone know what happened here? A very important place. This is where Vidura and Maitreya Muni discuss the topics that are mentioned in the Bhagavatam. It's called Jnana Gudri. Lalo Babu Temple, Brahmakund.
Brahmakund is where Lord Brahma apologized to Krishna and bathed Krishna after attempting to steal Krishna's coward boys and calves. This is a very old temple of Brahmakund. And this and the Ramji Temple, we're going very quickly, of course, but the Ramji Temple is a South Indian temple. And sometimes the Westerners are not allowed in that temple. It's actually right next to the Sandapani Muni School in Vrindavan. And this is another view of the Ramji Mandir. And finally, the Govindaji, Radha Govinda Temple. This was constructed by Srila Rupa Goswami. And what happened is it was the tallest structure in North India at that time. Aurangzeb saw the lights or the ghee lamps of the temple from were shining at the very top. It was like 7 stories high. He ordered his soldiers to destroy the temple. And after they had cut down, let's say, 3 stories, the ground started to shake, and they got scared and ran away. So there are like 2 or 3 remaining stories in the temple. And it's one of the finest examples of architecture of that time. And Rupa Goswami also worshipped this deity of Yogamaya at this temple. The Yoga Pit was where Rupa Goswami found the Govindaji deity. This deity appeared to Rupa Goswami. It was buried underground, and there was a cow feeding milk to a particular spot, and they dug out this deity right at that spot. This is Radha Govinda in Jaipur. And they're the center of the whole city. Govindaji Ki Jai. And this is some of Rupa Goswami's writing, which Lord Chaitanya described looked like pearls on a thread. Such beautiful writing. Written on palm leaves. There's 64 samadhis there in that area. The samadhi of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Kashishra Pandit, and Jamuna. And the deity of Lord Chaitanya at Vishram Ghat. And Bhojan Stalia is where Krishna ate prasadam, or ate bhoga, sorry. And the deity there of Bhattaran Bihari. And that's Kura Ghat, and that's it. Here's a Kura with Krishna and Balaram. And that's our Rajmando Parikrama. Very quickly. We didn't have a lot of time for this last one because everybody's there. So, okay, anybody have any quick questions? Anybody would like to go on Brajmando Parikrama? All right. Not you? Dear Prasanta, you don't want to go? Okay, so you're all invited to come on Brajmando Parikrama. Just contact me. Okay. I guess that's it. All glories to His divine grace. Shiva Prabhupada, Shiva Prabhupada, Ki Jai.